to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Yes, welcome to the Breakfast Bite here on RSN 927. Scott Cooney with you. Great to have you with us, and looking forward after six to another massive Brekkie Club with Half Whitey and Rammer right here on RSN 927. Plenty to get stuck into. Great to have footy back yesterday with a scratch match between the Hawks and the Blues, but not good. A bit of an injury scare for Mark Murphy.
He was only going to play three quarters, so I think it was right on three quarter time, so there was no risk taken, but no, I don't think it'll be anything major. He got his hands on the ball, and I think he was quite strong. He gave us some good ball use, which was probably something that we were looking for from him.
David Teague there, of course, to the World Game, and the big goal for the Matildas this year is the World Cup in France, and the new head honcho in Ante Milicic is not worried about his coaching prospects if the Matildas fail.
No, I don't see it that way. I don't see it as a risk, because I'm very confident in the process. I'm very confident in the work that I've done and the experience that I've got.
And Paddy Dangerfield is confident about the competitiveness of the AFLX, which gets underway, of course, tonight.
It might be a bit fluffy at the start, but when the game's on the line, I think everyone will get their competitive juices flowing, and we want to win at the end of the day.
Massive Breakfast Bite coming up. Let's get right into it.
You're listening to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Yes, and a huge Breakfast Club, as I said, with Half Whitey and Rammer on RSN 927. After six, we've got Duncan, Mackenzie, McCarg, Scotty Gullen in the studio after 7:30. The Friday form from 7 with Dean Lester and Quinny. What a massive Blue Diamond Stakes Day at Glorious Caulfield on Saturday. Eastern Wood from the Rampage, Luke Parker from the Bolts, and plenty of AFLX chat and AFLW, of course, and right now as well, we'll have plenty on that on the Breakfast Bite, as well as horse racing with the All-Star Mile reveal live here on RSN 927 yesterday, live from headquarters, women's cricket, women's game, A-League, Champions League, so stacks of world game, and plenty of tennis as the upsets continue there in Dubai in the women's tournament. We've got our very own Nick Kyrgios in action on the men's side of things at Delray Beach today. But we'll start with golf and NRL in a way there, because former NRL star and Ben Eichen's golf debut didn't quite go to plan yesterday.
I found it really difficult. I couldn't stop my heart from beating outside my chest for the first sort of five, six holes. Every time I stood over a ball, my heart was racing, my mind was racing, and it took a while for me to sort of find a sense of calm and forget that I was playing in the Queensland PGA. But overall, I had two great playing partners who were fantastic support, Peter Lennard, Matt Guyatt, chatted to a lot of people throughout the round, had a couple of mates up here cheering me, that made it fun. So despite the fact it was tough, I'm really glad I took on the challenge.
A nervy 11 over par 81 on the opening day of the Queensland PGA for Benny Eichen yesterday. But to tennis and women's quarterfinal action there at the Dubai event. And at the moment, Svitolina leads Suarez Navarro in the last of which, 6-2, taking the first set there. And it's 2-1, though, with a break to Suarez Navarro in the second, but 15-40 on the Spaniard serves. So it looks like being 2-2 in the second set there, obviously. But Kvitova got through unscathed against Kuzmova, 6-4, 6-love. But a couple of big upsets once again before we hear from Belinda Bencic after her win against Simona Halep, 4-6, 6-4, 6-2. Su Wei Shui's giant killing run continued. This time it was Carolina Pliskova on the wrong end of a Shui beating, 6-4, 1-6, 7-5, coming from 5-1 down in the third set in the process.
It's wide! Yeah, an extraordinary story.
2 sets to 1, 6-4.
Shea comes from 1-5 down in the final set to reach the semi-final in Dubai. Her first ever semi-final of a premier event at the age of 33.
Wow, Su Wei, your first premier quarter-final, and you've just beaten one of the in-form players this year, Carolina Pliskova, from 5-1 down in the final set. How on earth did you pull that off?
I got to follow through first. I was screaming like a baby because I was too excited. It was really tough come from 5-1 to come back. And she served really well from the beginning of her first day. She put in a lot of ace. And, you know, I'm not putting enough ace like her, so I feel a little bit, I can try a little bit more. But, you know, sometimes you try a little more, you get mistake. But I'm happy that I'm coming back.
There you go. That was Su Wei Shui. Yeah, what a character there. Winning 7-5 in the third after, of course, beating Kerber 6-11 in the third the day before. Pliskova now bows out to Shui, but Shui will take on another Czech, this time in Kvitova in the semis there in Dubai. And as we said, Bencic awaits the winner of Suarez Navarro and Svitolina on court at the moment. And Belinda Bencic brought up her win against Halep in style, thanks to Fox Sports.
Halep's got a challenge there. It's close enough to make it worthwhile. Bencic believes she's won. It is out. And the former champion is out, and Belinda Bencic is as small, as wide as the River Rhine as it flows through Basel.
Belinda, wow. Last night, you saved 6 match points. You got a great top 10 win. Took you nearly 2.5 hours. Tonight, 2 hours 17, you've just beaten the world number 2. How does that sound?
Sounds great. it was tough battles yesterday and a tough battle today. So, yeah, I couldn't be happier. I'm really happy with the way I fought.
There you go, Belinda Bencic through to the semi-finals there of the WTA Dubai quarter-finals. And Svitolina, the most likely opponent for her in that semi, leading 6-2, 2-all and 40-love against Suarez Navarro as we speak. But to World Game and the Champions League round of 16 action completed yesterday. And it was Atletico Madrid beating Juventus 2-0. But Man City defeating Schalke 3-2 away in Germany there. And Pep Guardiola played down their Champions League prospects, however, despite coming from 2-1 down with 10 men there in Germany.
The result is incredible good. 3 goals away, so good. But we gave the first goal, we gave the second one, and we gave the red card. So in that level, we don't have chance. Still, we are not ready to fight for the Champions League. The result is good. I know how difficult it is to play in Germany, and because it's tough to, you know, they didn't shoot one shooting target. They do one shooting target and they scored 2 goals and a red card the last 50-20 minutes. Well, maybe they push more, score the third and the fourth, you are out. So the result is good. It's not over. Of course, we have, hopefully our fans can help us in the second leg, and hopefully we can improve for the future. I think when one new system start, it's like a manager's, no? You arrive in a club and the people expect in few months you win every game 6-0, you know? And VAR appear here, so needs time, so they will improve. The referee told it's broken the machine, the screen. Okay, next time will be better. But I support this initiative because at the end we try to be a fair football. And the decision sometimes the referees, they are not able to realize and they must to be help. And VAR is just the intention to be help. So that is where it is. Go away, score 3 goals. The way we play, the way we start, the way we finish, the way we react with 10 against 11, the way we react in the halftime 2-1, and we play the second half when we tried and we play incredible good. They didn't do one shoot on target in the first half and the second half. So I am more than delighted, but it's not enough in that competition. We gave them the first goal. We gave them the second one and the red card. So when you happen in, in other stages, it's over.
Pep Guardiola there on The Breakfast Bite on RSN 927. And a Man City fan too, in a critical condition, unfortunately, there following an alleged assault after the Schalke game. So shocking news there. And also Liverpool forwards House in Sadio Mane was burgled during the Champions League draw for Liverpool against Bayern Munich earlier in the week in the round of 16. But also Leroy Sané, of course, with a stunning free kick for Man City in that 3-2 win yesterday in the Champions League round of 16 over Schalke. But a bit more world game closer to home. And, of course, the Melbourne derby between Melbourne Victory and Melbourne City on Saturday night in the A-League. Before we hear from Lawrence Thomas, the Victory goalkeeper on Honda. Of course, Perth Glory coach in Tony Popovic prepares to return to Western Sydney on Sunday in the A-League, and he spoke about Ivan Francic and his availability for the match.
I actually thought at first he got a knock to the ribs, but it might have been a mild concussion. I don't know when he got the knock, but apparently he got a knock. So we're going through the right steps, and he's been doing that this week, basically training separately. But, you know, we believe that he'll be fine.
Tony Popovic there, and as alluded to just before that, Lawrence Thomas announced that Honda is set to return to Melbourne Victory's starting lineup against Melbourne City.
Yeah, I think he should be back. Massive boost for us, having Mr. Honda there. So, like Dong said, we changed around a bit today, keeping everyone on their toes. So we shall find out Saturday night.
To the women's game, and Matildas coach Ante Milicic is excited by the challenge of leading the Matildas to the World Cup. And given the Stadic situation, which has gone on for quite a while, obviously in the media the last few weeks, Milicic says it's not awkward taking over, however.
When someone does lose their job, you wish them the well for the future, and you appreciate the work they've done in the past. But at the same time, I'm looking forward to what's in the future, and I've got to as quickly as possible move forward in that direction. It's a group that again realises how big an opportunity they have, and they don't come around too often in football. We can't look in the past how this journey started, but we can start today and we can have a real impact towards the end of this. And the main thing is the focus has to go back onto the football.
Matildas' new manager in Ante Milicic there. Of course, the Matildas take on New Zealand next week, and the Aussie women's cricketers take on New Zealand in a three-match ODI series starting tonight in Perth. And a lot of talk about New Zealand teen sensation Amelia Kerr, of course Sammy Kerr, of course the superstar for the Matildas. But Meg Lanning on the women's cricket side of things spoke about the Aussies' own selection issues going into the 3 one-dayers against New Zealand in the cricket.
We'll look at the wicket today while we train and then, yeah, come up with what we think's going to work best. But the good thing is we've got, a really good variety to pick from. We feel like we've got some good options, so we're looking forward to getting out there tomorrow. Obviously here at the Wacker it's renowned for its pace and bounce, so I guess that does bring an extra pace bowler into the equation, so that's something we'll be looking at, and then we've also got to settle on that opening spot as well, which we'll do today. So as I said, everyone's ready to go, and we're looking forward to getting underway.
Meg Lanning there. Stacks more to come on the Breakfast Bite here on RSN 927 this morning. Heaps of AFL, heaps of horse racing ahead of the Breakfast Club with Half, Whitey and Rammer from 6 here on RSN 927.
This is the Breakfast Bite.
Yes, welcome back to the Breakfast Bite here on RSN 927. Scott Cooney with you, and great to have you with us. And stay tuned after 6, of course, for a massive Breakfast Club with Half, Whitey and Rammer here on RSN 927. Duncan McKenzie McCarg. Also, Scotty Gallen in the studio, the Friday Form with Dean Lester and Nick Quinn from tab.com.au, Easton Wood from the Rampage in the AFLX, and Luke Parker from the Bolts in the AFLX as well. We have plenty of racing still to come. Of course, Racing Pulse back from 8:30 right here on RSN 927 with Michael Falgate. But Port Adelaide have announced co-captains in the world of AFL footy, and somewhat controversially as well, because Ollie Wines and Tom Jonas will share the gig for 2019.
Whoever's talking, it'll be the same message. So we're very connected as it is, Jonah and I, and that'll continue. We've got an incredible amount of resources around us to tap into, and I'm sure over the coming weeks, coming months and throughout the season, we'll look into those.
In this day and age, two can be better than one, so I'm really eager to work beside Ollie and share this moment, but also many positive moments going forward.
Tom Jonas, and before that, Ollie Wines, sharing the captaincy at the Power in the AFL for season 2019. We mentioned it earlier, and we heard from Blues assistant coach in David Teague talking about the Mark Murphy injury issue there. But it was a four-goal win for the Hawks, 12-5-77 to Carlton, 8-5-53 yesterday. And top draft pick in Sam Walsh, though, did absolutely star for the Blues. And here's David Teague on just that.
Yeah, he's been outstanding. The intensity he trains at is, allows him to play like that. And you saw him today. He just competes. He works hard and competes. And if you do that and bring a bit of talent, you're gonna go a fair way, I think. The way he trains, I've never seen a first-year player train at that intensity, whether that turns into form. Generally, the guys that train well are probably the ones that can follow it up. So I think he's prepared himself really well, and I look forward to watching his season this year.
We heard earlier from Paddy Dangerfield on the AFLX. Here's Nat Fyfe on the excitement he has for the AFLX.
Absolutely. Live a little, have an open mind, and this is not to be seen as something that's similar to regular fixture AFL. This is fun. This is for the kids. Colours are bright. The names are a bit funky, so have a good time.
Rock, paper, scissors to kickstart it all as well, and here's Jack Rewald on that.
As a part of our warm-up, actually, the paper, scissors, rock, so I've probably got already an upper hand on Eddie with that because I've been playing paper, scissors, rock all pre-season in anticipation for the coin toss. People that are hating are probably going to tune in, to be honest. The Big Bash started somewhere and it started something like this. We're not here to... The AFL's not trying to take over the game that we all love to play and you guys obviously commentate about and kids grow up loving. It's just an addition to it. It's going to be a bit of fun.
Got to love it there. And Jack Rewalt, that was his fellow Tiger in Alex Rance, was feeling similarly positive about the AFLX too.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's a great experience and very exciting, especially for all the fans. But the players are really pumped too. If you get to play alongside some of the stars of the game, there's always something exciting about that. It's spectating at this stage because a fair bit's going to go over my head, I would say. But you never know. You might see me swing forward a little bit. It could be like Harry Taylor of a few years ago. So maybe a swingman.
We'll hear from Alex Rance again very soon on Tom Lynch and how he's tracking there at the Tigers for 2019, but just on the AFLX concept as well, Gil McLachlan has well and truly backed it.
We've gone from three rounds to two in the JLT. We are not investing a huge amount of money. It's a, you know, we've got sold broadcast rights to this sponsorship ticketing, so it'll break even, so it's not an investment. And it's an opportunity to look at a product that really has appeal to young kids and families, and we saw that last year. And so that's what we're part of what we're doing, is to look at other stuff. There's not a huge cost to it. It's not a huge amount of time. It's one night. And I think you know, the kids and families are going to be there on Friday night. We'll enjoy it, and hopefully the people will on the television as well. And I know the players who get to play with each other, what they don't normally do from other teams, are enjoying the opportunity.
Gil McLachlan there. Should be very interesting to see how the AFLX goes tonight at Marvel Stadium. But before we hear from James Sicily and Isaac Quainer as well about the Hawks and the Pies respectively, here's Alex Rance on Tom Lynch at the Tigers.
I guess getting him comfortable jumping, landing, turning, all that kind of stuff is the main thing. So I'm not sure what the medical staff are thinking with that, but he's certainly been involved in a lot of our drills. And yeah, I'd love to see him suit up round one.
Alex Rance there. Of course, a lot of talk about the Hawks' captaincy for this season as well. And James Sicily spoke about his hopes for 2019 and the potential Hawks' captaincy.
Had a good pre-season and been pretty healthy, so hopefully improve on last year and see how that goes. I think I'll play backline. I think I do like backline more than forward at this point in my career. A little bit of camaraderie down there with the backline boys. I'm really enjoying that. So I think there might be a little bit of chop and change maybe with Gunners. Minimal change in games. Maybe we might swap over, but predominantly down back. I mean, I'm interested in leadership roles, but I don't think as the captain... we've got four or five other guys that are really would be able to lead the club. And, we haven't really voted a captain in yet, but I think we better do it soon. The season's coming around. So, but, no, we've taken our time with it, and whoever gets the captaincy would be well-deserving and have a great leadership team around him. So I've been pretty lucky to have Hodgie and Ruff and as a captain who are real fierce competitors. So, look, each of them bring a different kind of leadership, I guess, aspect to it. Like, Isaac's such a passionate people person who has heaps of time for everyone. Liam Shields is is really strong and who leads by example. And then the same with Strats. So what I'm looking for, maybe, I don't know, someone that leads by example and can gather the troops and make us perform. But either one of those guys would be well capable to do so.
James Sicily there, and before we get to a bit of racing here on the Breakfast Bite on RSN 927 this morning, new Pies recruit in Isaac Quaynor is positive about the feeling at Collingwood for 2019.
A dream come true, really. Like, there's nothing else I can really say. The family feel around the club, not just with the players, but with all the staff around the club. I feel so accepted in this environment, and everyone's really, really welcoming. Still living at home, so really enjoying it with, you know, my brothers there and mum there as well. So yeah, I think that's really important to me, kind of just not forget where you came from. Oh, well, I'm just kind of taking it one week at a time. We've got a little saying or phrase that is aim a little higher. So that's been the kind of the overarching phrase of the entire pre-season. So it's just to go that one more step. And obviously, if we get that one more step, we can win the grand final. So I think we're all really excited for what's in store for this year. And, yeah, it's a good feel around the club.
New Pie, Isaac Quaynor there, but plenty of racing now. And, of course, Saturday, Blue Diamond Stakes Day at Glorious Caulfield. Cannot wait for that. And, of course, Racing Pulse back from 8.30 on RSN 927. The Bricker Club from 6, very shortly, a whopping show ahead with Half Whitey and Rammer. But yesterday, the big, great live reveal of the All-Star Mile with the top 10 confirmed and the first of the four wildcards as well revealed in Happy Clapper. But Greg Carpenter is still keen to get Winx as well.
Well, the cost of a phone call these days is very, very cheap. So it won't hurt if I pick up the phone again on or about March the 4th and ask Chris, particularly if we get rain in Sydney or if anything does change. But they're absolutely focused on the Group 1 racing. It's being called her farewell campaign in Sydney. So we don't expect that they will say yes, but there's no harm in asking.
Greg Carpenter on trying to attract the Mighty Mayor Winx still to the All-Star Mile. But as I said, Blue Diamond Stakes Day at Glorious Caulfield on Saturday, the Friday form from 7 with Quinny and Dean Lester, of course, on the Bricker Club this morning on RSN 927. But the Futurity and the Oakley plate as well, and a two-pronged attack on the Futurity from Chris Lees. He won the Lightning last week with In Her Time. He's got Brave Smash and La Romaine in the Futurity on Saturday at the Heath. And before we hear his thoughts on La Romaine, here is Harry's thoughts on Brave Smash.
Still learning about Brave Smash, and but I thought he raced really well in the Surf 4. I was told he'd come on really well going into that and going forward, and I feel he has. He worked really well Tuesday morning. So most importantly for him, he's got a soft draw, which we'll see him get covered up, which I think is very important for his style of racing. He's a really neat, lovely horse. They said he tightened up nicely off his first up run when he had a trial going into the Surf 4 Stakes, and he looks pretty fit and ready to go now.
And here he is on La Romaine.
I think his last run here in the Cantala Mile was as good as he's ever put in, and he seems to have come back just as well. So he's a really consistent, honest horse. He'll roll forward. He's a horse who doesn't probably like being cluttered up, and he's got no real turn of foot. He's a horse that likes to be rolling into his races. So if there's any benefit, that gate, if he gets over into the right spot, he's going to be able to get rolling when it suits. And, you know, he's often won from ordinary draws. So I'm not as that concerned about it. But the horse has arrived in good order. I thought his first up run was terrific, and he's come on the right way.
Can you turn the tables on Elise?
Look, she was very dominant. So he's going to have to be right on his game. But he will certainly improve second up going to 1400.
Chris Lee's there. That's it for the Breakfast Bite this morning. Whopping Breakfast Club with Half Whitey and Rammer coming up after the news and sport with Long John Bowden.
That was RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.